sometimes they have certain modes you can put them in where the receiver isn't active all the time. It wakes up every, instead of listening all the time, it wakes up every quarter second or half second or a tenth of a second, you know, for every second, and it drastically saves power on my, I have a T2H Sport just for 2 meters, an ICOM for 2 meters, and I think it more than doubles the battery life from just sitting there in receive and just listening to stuff. So it really helps to go back and read those manuals, and if you can't find your manual, you can just do a quick Google search, and there's manuals out there. They're not too hard to find, and yeah, that's a neat trick. So back to the net and 3CRT.
Yeah, absolutely. Don, you want to say any more?
No, nothing else, Gordon. I think I've said quite a bit tonight. But, yeah, I guess everything you do with that in mind, I know that some of this QRP stuff, of course, it's a CW radio, and they do the typical radios. They put less than an ampere on transmit, you know, and that's about 3 or 4 watts output. Not always usable because not too many people know CW anymore. At any rate, back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. All right. Any other stations want to make comments, questions, or confusions about emergency operations and equipment and devices and techniques, et cetera, please call K2BAR.
WI2W.
All right, there are two stations. I got Steve. Who was the other one?
KB2SD.
Okay, very fine. WI2W, and then we'll get John.
Alrighty. On the subject of attaching power poles to wires, initially I had an inexpensive crimping tool and would crimp and then solder. I found out that mechanically I would end up deforming the end of the contact, and it took me a long time to get them situated in the connectors, and it was a lot of hassle, and I wasn't very happy. So I did break down and buy the more expensive, what I'll call the correct crimping tool, and now putting making up ends, power pole ends, is a breeze, and they come out perfect, and a nice, really, really solid mechanical connection, and they slide in and clip into the housing very easy. So having the right tool for the job in this case certainly makes a difference. And if anybody would like to borrow the tool or perhaps show up at Kit Night for a power pole session, I'd be more than happy to oblige. I think we did that once before on an informal basis. And the other comment, which is off topic, I had the opportunity to watch Don W2JEK operate CW with a straight key at Field Day this year, and it was an amazing performance. It was like listening to machine-generated code on a straight key. I've never heard a better CW op, so congrats to Don, and back to net.
I've heard Don on CW. It's rather impressive. I would agree. Alrighty. AB2XT. Love the call. Glad it's yours, but I like the call anyway. This is K2BAR.
This is AB2XT. I had a question for Charlie and CRT. My radio can do what he's talking about. What is the maximum he's tried that doesn't cause you to miss?
I think mine has only one mode, and I'm not sure mine doesn't have a variable rate as far as I know. But I don't seem to miss very much. If anything, like a lot of the guys on this repeater know to wait just a little bit to talk, and the repeater will cut off the first bit. And really, on any repeater or any transmission, you should wait just think about a quarter second, you know, break there, and give it a go. But it works pretty good. N3CRT, back to the net.
Yeah, my HD has that as well. Actually, my THF6 has it.
my ASU EX7R when I had it, did that. I think I have another HT kicking around here that might do that as well, but it's a great feature. Anybody else, please call K2BAR. Well, we've come to the end of that. That's a good thing. That was a good topic. A very good topic. We learned a lot of different things tonight about that. Okay. Now, I have a question to John about his simulation software, what he was referencing before, if he could spell out what that is. And also, would he dish us a question about tubes and, you know, or use of tubes, Garrett speeding up, whatever. Or do you want to postpone that to another night, John? AB2XD from K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is AB2XD. I'll skip the tube thing, but the simulation software is free from LTs, from Linear Technology. And hold on, let me just look at the website here. One second. Okay, it's www.linear.com. You can dig deeper, /design tools/software. And on that page is LT Spice Switcher CAD, it's called. And it's, they want you to design switching power supplies, but it's a fully functional Spice simulator. You can put a resistor and a voltmeter, you know, a voltage source on it, ground it, and do a very simple law demonstration to somebody. Or, you know, you can get pretty hairy with it. It does fast Fourier transforms and other things that, you know, I'm barely able to understand what I'm doing. But it's very capable, and I've gotten a couple of tips from some other people that are, you know, electrical engineers. And with a couple thousand more tips, I'll be able to actually do interesting things. But I'm able to simulate, you know, simple transistor, you know, circuits, things like that. And I spend less time soldering things together. And finally, you know, I solder together things that have a pretty good chance of working. And then you can push a button and get a schematic of it. So it's pretty decent.
Interesting. Okay, very fine. That's good to know. So it's linear.com, and look for design tools and software. Very good. Very, very good. I made a note of that. I'll add that to the... Did I send the net report already? I don't think I sent the net report yet already. So I'm going to add that to the net report so that it's kicking around. And like that there. So that's very cool. Alrighty. Any other questions, comments, confusions for the net before I make a couple of last minute comments? This is K2BAR.
W2JK.
Mr. Don.
Yeah, I just recalled that what John is talking about with testing with the tubes. I remember I have an old book from the 1940s published by the ARRL called The Course in Radio Fundamentals, and they have a tubes on set up on a breadboard, and they, you know, meter this and meter that, and they do certain functions with it. I haven't looked at the book in years, but there are, you know, that's a way to, that's a thought on that, have a resource like that. If you could get a hold of a book like that and make certain tests, that would be one thing. Another thing about resources, one thing I have here, QSDs from 1962 to date, plus some before that. And, you know, that's, somebody needs help with something like that, let me know. With that, back to net, W2JK.
Okay, very fine. Thank you, Don. Just wanted to second Steve's comment from before about the right tool. I did the same thing he did. I was using pliers and, you know, soldering things and driving myself crazy with Anderson power poles, but loving every minute of it. Finally, I have gotten to the point where I bought not one, but two of the really expensive, hold on, ratcheting. That was what ratcheting power pole tool. Boy, is that a wonderful thing. Now, the theory was one was going to be in the shack and one was going to be in my portable kit. The good news is the one that's supposed to be in the portable kit is. The bad news is that I don't know where the one is that's supposed to be in the shack. It got buried. So the one in the that's in the portable kit is in the shack right now with the portable kit, which is okay. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's proven to be a very wise thing to have. And they're expensive, but, you know, as you get more and more active, it's a wonderful thing to have at the drop of a hat. You know, you're sitting around doing nothing one night, and you're watching the boob tube, or listening to the radio or whatever, and it's nice to keep your hands busy. It's kind of like knitting. You just go through and just do power pole connectors endlessly. Last night I was waiting for people to come to register for a scout event that we needed to have a firm deadline for because it was beyond our control. And I was sitting there at the church and doing power pole connectors. Did about eight or nine, I can't remember, but it was well worth it. In any case, just to repeat that URL that John gave us for the LT Spice SwitchCAD software, I found the website with no problem. It's /designtools/software. And you'll see it prominently on the center of that page, the LT Spice Switcher CAD 3. It's an amplifier simulation, there's also a filter simulation, and a data converter evaluation software is there as well. Very cool stuff. So make yourself at home with that, boys and girls, and enjoy it. On that note, I just want to remind...
Repeater, sign out. Repeater, reset. Thank you.
I apologize, I just noticed that. So anyway, I encourage people to show up to the Barra Ham Fest this weekend. It's at the Washington Township, Westwood High School in Washington Township on Ridgewood Road. That's Ridgewood Road. And Saturday morning, everybody will have a great time who goes. The weather promises to be spectacular. We encourage people to go. We also encourage people to help out with that. So see Tony after the net, if you can help out at all. And last but not least, bring an HT, walk up to K2NUD, who will be operating from the site, and see if you can, maybe on departure from the ham fest or during the ham fest, you can perform a function for the ARS check-in for the SCT. So, bring your emergency capabilities to the ham fest. Why not? That might be a good thing to do. I think Matt would be pleased to hear that people did that. Mobile portable emergency operation capable stations. So, on that note, any other questions, comments, or confusions for the net before we secure? This is K2BAR.
NJ1W.
Right, there are two stations, NJ1W, and then who was the other station?
N3CRT.
Okay, N3CRT, anybody else?
Good evening.
Okay, just missed good evening. Okay, NJ1W, Dave, you first, K2BAR.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention if anyone wanted to do any experimenting with vacuum tubes or anything, I have about 300 or 400 of them sitting here, mainly TV tubes, audio, video, and oscillators, quite a variety. If anyone needs one, just give me an email. Check the net.
Wow, how cool is that? My tube collection was largely dissipated in the spring of 1975 when my brother and my French exchange student threw about 500 or 600 tubes, one at a time, into a courtyard that was great fun with that. Anyway, the only tubes I have right now are 4CX250s for my not yet on the air Viking 6 and 2 Thunderbolt, which I'd like to at least get up on 2 meters this winter. Already, N3 CRT, your comments, questions, or confusions, please call KTBAR.
My coworker, NTGPH, he estimates he has in upwards of 150,000 tubes at his house. He's a collector, if you can call it that. But just a quick note, I put on my website, n3crt.net/technet, I put on a good link for batteries and how to take care of them and what different batteries are made out of and how to charge them and all that good stuff. So if you want to click on that website there, n3crt.net/technet, good information there, and I try to keep it updated with the stuff that we talk about here or stuff that's going on, so check it out. N3CRT, back to the net.
Okay, Charlie, very good. That's www.n3crt.net/technet. We'll take you to the proverbial promised land of on how to maintain batteries of various types and flavors. One of the things I'm going to get to do this week, or next week, is open up a under-warranty computer to re-solder the coaxial connector to the board, because I'm noticing it's getting loose. And, unfortunately, I don't really want to be without my computer for 3 weeks, so I could tack solder connector back in place. So looking forward to doing that. Not. And in any case, any other information for the net at this time or questions or inquiries, please call KTBAR. Okay. Well, thank you everybody for a beautiful net. We had a good time tonight. The fun continues. Again, I wanted to thank to OEL for hosting the last couple of weeks. And we'll see you next week, Monday night on the 10-meter net, 28-350 at 9 o'clock, 443-100 at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, 146-79 for the regular 2-meter net at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, and next week's TechNet, next Thursday night. In any case, we'd like to thank the Bergen County FM Association once again for the use of their fine repeaters. Only timed out the repeater once this evening. I'm kind of curious after the net how long that was for. And I will be hanging around after the net for casual conversation if anyone wishes to indulge. So, at this time, Q2BAR is secure and returning the repeaters to normal amateur use.